This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Lots of couples who met through speed dating probably don't realize that it was co-founded by a rabbi with several of his single students as a way for the students to meet Jewish mates. My guests are co-founder Rabbi Yaakov Deo and his wife Sue. She now runs the speed dating program. Here's an example of how it works. Let's say there are 10 men and 10 women. Each of the women is seated at a private table. The men rotate, spending about 7 minutes at each table, during which the man and woman talk, size each other up, and decide whether they want to see each other again. Secular versions of speed dating have caught on around the world. There's been speed dating scenes in several movies, including Hitch and the new film The 40-Year-Old Virgin, and TV shows like Sex and the City.
For Miranda, the only thing worse than being Charlotte's 34-year-old bridesmaid was being a 34-year-old bridesmaid without a date. With the wedding less than a week away, Miranda fell prey to the siren song of a New York singles event. Multi-dating. $20 bought you 7 mini-dates, each 8 minutes long, which, incidentally, is about as long as most blind dates should be.
Hi, I'm Miranda Hobbs.
Dwight Owens, private wealth group at Morgan Stanley, investment management for high-net-worth individuals and a couple pension plans. Like my job, been there 5 years, divorced, no kids, not religious. I live in New Jersey, speak French and Portuguese, Wharton Business School. Any of this appealing to you?
Sure. Portuguese. That's impressive.
Obrigado. What about you, Mandy?
Miranda. I'm a lawyer at a mid-sized firm. Actually, I was recently made partner. I'm a lawyer. I went to Harvard Law School. I'm a stewardess.
Really?
You'll notice that the expression speed dating wasn't used in that scene, and in fact, the scene violated two of the rules of official speed dating. You're not supposed to talk about your job or where you live. I asked Rabbi Deo, why not? Those are pretty essential to who we are.
100%. I think that that's fair. I have no doubt that at some point, if the date is successful, this speed dating date, that those issues will come up later on. Within the next date, the next formal date they have, or third or fourth date, all those things will be taken care of. Unfortunately, to kind of put all those issues at the front end often can color a person's presentation of themselves and make it very sterile. Because everyone kind of just goes into a spiel, well, I work here and I do this, is what I do, etc. We're always talking about what we do. I find that if you don't do that, if you can't do that, it makes people's conversations very fresh. Oh my gosh, like, what do I talk about? I can't talk about what I do for a living or where I live, and wow, all of a sudden I have to describe me. I found that with the time frame, 7 minutes, was just a very, very fun and colorful experience for people.
How'd you come up with 7 minutes as the time frame?
Well, we started with 10 because it was just a lot easier on the clock guy, and then we had a grogger as the like the bell, but if we found that it was just too much time. You can get a sense within a few moments of conversation and the sparkle in the eye and the level of interest, some of the body language and some of the personality of a person, to know if this is not the right fit. Pretty much you can kind of sense, you know what, I'm not sure this is a good fit for me. You know, so 5 or 7 minutes is more than enough to say if it's worth a try. You know, it's worth looking at further. And that's all we ask of people. We don't ask them to get married after 7 minutes. We just ask that, is this worth pursuing in a more formal date? That's all. Yes or no?
Okay, so you get 7 minutes with everybody who is participating in this. And then what?
Everyone has like a little Victorian dance card type thing with all these boxes on it. And you cover that up as you date. And then at the end, the question is in the box, well, would you like to date this person again, yes or no? Each person answers yes or no to that question. If it's a mutual match, then we, the organizers, set them up and say, congratulations, you matched with Sherry number two. You
know, I think this is a part of speed dating that people enjoy, which is that there's a degree of anonymity. So the two people dating, they don't tell each other whether or not they want to see one another again. They each write on their card whether they want to have another date. And if there's a mutual match, then a third party lets them know.
Right, so neither will know if the other one said no.
And that means so you're not in the position of insulting somebody to their face or rejecting 100%. Them or being rejected exactly. in the presence of the person.
Yeah. Which is far levels of sensitivity mm-hmm. above bars mm-hmm. and clubs and things like that.
So when you run these events, is it still the events that you run exclusively for Jewish people?
We do, yes. We've had lots of contact and interaction with groups and people who have wanted to do it outside of the Jewish people. And that's okay. I mean, I'm not going to lock up this concept.
Right. We made a decision early on that we wanted to focus on the Jewish population. And if there were other groups that wanted to offer round-robin dating, you know, either as a for-profit or for different minority groups, we were thrilled that this concept is helping them.
But sure. But in your groups, what about if you're lesbian or gay?
Well, I don't know. We don't have questions about whether someone, you know, who they are beyond... You know, if I self-identified as someone who's Jewish, we haven't had people come to us, ask us to run events like that. And I think that generally amongst the Jewish singles we've been dealing, we just haven't had that interaction. You know, it doesn't mean that there aren't people out there who might prefer those kinds of events, but we haven't had the call to run them or the interest on our part.
Yeah, I mean, our goal is to help Jews meet other Jews for the purpose of marriage. And you know, that we've stayed pretty much to that.
How did you both meet? How long have you been married?
Well, we met about 11 years ago. No, more, 12 years ago now. And I was an intern in Los Angeles for Eisha Torah doing some teaching. And I was to meet my wife at the synagogue to answer some of her questions. And I took a left on a yellow in an old Volvo, and I got hit in the side, the back right. And the police came and everything. And it was a very surreal experience right from that, because I'd just come from Jerusalem after a number of years studying, and I was in the U.S. This is like a big experience. And at that point, the officer came over. I think his name was like Mr. Broadstreet. Sue ran over because she was in the street corner. She said, started talking. The officer said, you know, I think that you should listen to your wife, because Sue had been describing how I shouldn't acknowledge that it was necessarily my fault that I left. You should just sort of wait to say anything. But I said, no, I took a left on a yellow. That's what I did. The officer said, oh, he's already admitted it. Went back and forth. And the officer turned to me and said, I think you should listen to your wife. And oh, my gosh, she's talking about Sue. I just met her. This is my wife.
Sue, why did you intervene after that auto accident?
Oh, well, okay. We had actually been set up by a very good friend of ours, Dick Horowitz, and I was waiting for him, and I witnessed the accident.
Oh.
And
We're not set up on a day. We're just set up to meet.
That's to me, I was positive that the light was red and that it wasn't Yaakov's fault. So when I heard him say, well, you know, maybe I did take a left on a yellow, I was like, this is Los Angeles. You don't like, maybe I'm guilty. You just keep your mouth shut. So I was trying to, you know, educate him. Like, it was unclear whether it was yellow or red. So if it was for sure yellow, then that's what he should have said. And well, whatever. It was very.
But she pulled out her. Time. She pulled out her card because the officer said you should call your insurance company. I said, well, it's a friend's car. I think it's 20th something. So my wife said, well, that's 20th century. I have a card right here. So she wrote down. Took out a business card of hers and she wrote down the insurance company's number. And then I watched her. She took her pen and she scratched out her own number. And I wondered, well, why would she do that? That sounds very strange. But I guess she'd seen this man in an accident and not necessarily functioning too well in society. So any chance of he might call her, she wanted to remove.
Yeah, I wasn't so interested in Yaakov the first time we met. I didn't want him to think I was, like, giving him my number, you know? It wasn't until a year later that we actually went out on a date. So
in Jerusalem, it was a home game.
So, wait. No, that means you might have rejected him on speed dating.
Oh, look at that. She's got you, Sue.
Oh, I'll tell you, the truth is, if I'd met him on speed dating, I never would have rejected him. Because when we actually sat down, see, the way observant people meet has some correlation to speed dating, which is that two people meet and talk. And that's all they do. They go to a restaurant or a hotel lobby, and they have a conversation. And when I actually sat down with my husband for the first time and had a conversation, I was like, wow,
What do you find some of the most interesting, amusing, or irritating versions of speed dating that you've seen crop up around the country or other countries?
Well, the most surreal I found was when I caught a talk show on TV, just walking by an airport lounge, and this woman was on who was describing this new form of dating that she had invented. And that she was reading, she was quoting very well, and I recognized the words. There were words that I had written on a pamphlet.
And they're on our website.
To hear her say that was just, so that was very, very curious. And then to see in the Wall Street Journal that the government of Singapore had taken on the concept as a way to help Singaporeans and their declining birth rate meet Singaporeans. And this is front page.
I want to thank you both very much for talking with us.
Terry, thank you very, very much. I very much appreciate the consideration and the questions you've asked.
Rabbi Yaakov Deyo co-created speed dating. Sue Deyo now runs the program.